Since the 2015 Paris Agreement, several countries have announced plans to phase out coal as they look to reduce their carbon emissions. They've come together in a new group called the Powering Past Coal Alliance, launched at a major UN climate conference in Bonn, Germany. 20 countries and 2 US states have already signed up. Canada is one of the founding members. The country's Environment Minister, Catherine McKenna, says the move signals the end of a fossil fuel that accounts for 40% of global greenhouse gas emissions of carbon dioxide.
Coal is literally choking our cities and our people. Around the world, we see close to 1 million deaths a year from air pollution created by burning coal. Not only is there a human cost, there is also a huge economic cost, totaling billions of dollars a year.
Many Pacific Island nations, which are most threatened by sea level rises, have also joined. At the launch, British Environment Minister Claire Perry said she hoped to see 4 times as many people at the Alliance's event at the next climate talks to be held in Poland next year.
It feels like a very important tipping point to be bold and ambitious, and I think this Alliance is exactly that. It's not about telling people what to do. It's about celebrating the benefits of what is possible and helping all of us achieve these very big steps for the sake of our planet and for the sake of generations to come.
Camilla Bourne from climate change lobby E3G says the Alliance is a good start, but it must achieve results.
One is to grow the club of countries. We're going to see sort of maybe 15, 20 today, but we need to expand that and we need to move to including all of the OECD countries. The second thing we need to see this alliance doing is sharing practical experience and policy on how to deal with the challenges and opportunities of transition. So the social issues, the economic issues, the legislative issues.
It's unlikely Australia and other heavy coal users such as India and the United States will be among the new members. Australia already relies on coal for 3/4 of its power consumption, and its new energy policy could push that up to 2/3. That's already generated criticism from Pacific Island countries, such as Marshall Islands President Hilda Heinem, who said she hoped for a change of government that would bring a new direction on coal. New Zealand's climate change minister, James Shaw, urged Australia to join the alliance.
Well, my message to Australia is that we are all in this together. We each need to do our part, and we've each got to transform our economies. They know that, we know that, and we continue to work with the Australians to make sure that we are all pulling in the same direction.
Australia's Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg is in Bonn for the climate talks and showed little interest in the alliance. When asked about it, he cited Bloomberg's 2017 Energy Outlook, predicting coal would remain critical to Asia's power supply, accounting for about 1/3 of electricity in 2040. Mr. Frydenberg also announced funding for blue carbon in the Pacific, $6 million for projects in small nations such as replanting mangroves and seagrass or protecting crops from storm surges. Earlier this week in London, Mr. Frydenberg used a key speech to trumpet the Turnbull government's big plans for the Snowy Hydro 2. He says the project is an example of Australia's innovation in tackling climate change.